From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message entitled, The Security of the Saints as Illustrated by the Deliverance of Rahab. In the first part of the message, Dr. Cairns emphasized Rahab's deliverance in Jericho. The city of Jericho was headed for total destruction. There was only one place of safety in the entire town, Rahab's house on the wall. And the spies whom she had harbored had promised deliverance for her and for her family as long as they were found within that place marked by the scarlet cord. As Dr. Cairns has been showing, Rahab was still in Jericho, but she was no longer of it. Now she was in a covenant relationship with God Himself. The presence of the army of Israel no doubt struck fear into the hearts of Jericho's inhabitants, especially when the walls began to crumble. For Rahab, however, the very things that frightened others brought joy and expectation to her heart. Then Rahab felt a great responsibility to bring all her loved ones into that place of deliverance. What an illustration of the need to reach sinners with the gospel. Furthermore, even though Jericho was being devastated, Rahab and her loved ones were safe and secure. Here is Rahab's deliverance from Jericho. Finally, we'll see Rahab's dwelling in Israel, for by God's grace she became an ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before Dr. Cairns brings the conclusion of the message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Galatians chapter 5 and verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. In every believer's heart there is a constant struggle between the old nature and the new. The old nature is very active and loses no opportunity of plying all the weapons of its deadly armory against newborn grace. While on the other hand, the new nature is ever on the watch to resist and destroy its enemy. Grace within us will employ prayer and faith and hope and love to cast out the evil. It takes unto it the whole armor of God and wrestles earnestly. These two opposing natures will never cease to struggle so long as we are in this world. The battle of Christian with Apollyon lasted 3 hours, but the battle of Christian with himself lasted all the way from the wicket gate to the river Jordan. The enemy is so securely entrenched within us that he can never be driven out while we are in this body. But although we are closely beset and often in sore conflict, we have an almighty helper, even Jesus, the captain of our salvation, who is ever with us, and who assures us that we shall eventually come off more than conquerors through him. With such assistance, the newborn nature is more than a match for its foes. Are you fighting with the adversary today? Are Satan, the world, and the flesh all against you? Be not discouraged nor dismayed. Fight on, for God Himself is with you. Jehovah Nissi is your banner, and Jehovah Rophi is the healer of your wounds. Fear not, you shall overcome, for who can defeat omnipotence? Fight on, looking unto Jesus, and though long and stern be the conflict, sweet will be the victory, and glorious the promised reward. From strength to strength go on, wrestle and fight and pray, tread all the powers of darkness down, and win the well-fought day. selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Be Thou My Vision. These sensitive renditions are sure to bring blessing to your heart and mind each time you listen to them. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
We have a stability. Grounded on Christ, we will not be moved. The psalmist could say that in truth. I shall not be moved. He asked the question, if the foundation be removed, what shall the righteous do? Many preachers have preached very eloquent sermons on the removing of the foundations. And when they've preached it all, it would have been better keeping their mouths shut because it's nonsense. That's a hypothetical statement used deliberately to heighten the argument and show the impossibility. What are the foundations of the people of God, the eternal purpose of God? Is that going to be moved? Who's going to move it? Who's going to undo God's eternal election? Who's going to undo God's predestinating purpose? The incarnation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is that one of our foundations? Who's going to undo the deity of the Son of God? Or the incarnation of the Son of God? Or the blood atonement of the Son of God? Or the bodily resurrection of the Son of God? Or the imputation of the righteousness of Christ to His people? Who can ever shake such foundations? Thank God there's not a devil in hell. There's not even an angel in heaven. There's not a power in the whole universe that can even cause a tremor in the foundations of God. We have great stability. And then in the midst of general condemnation, we have a blessed security. Everybody else in Jericho perished, but Rahab and her family were saved. Joshua saved Rahab alive. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The ungodly will perish under the wrath and the curse of God. But, as we were singing this morning, there is no condemnation. There is no hell for me. Why? Because, as we sang a little earlier in Wesley's translation of Zinzendorf's great hymn, Jesus, Thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds and these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. Bold shall I stand in that great day. For who aught to my charge shall lay? There's our security. In the midst of general condemnation, we will hear those blessed words of the Savior. Come, enter into the joy of thy Lord. Rahab's deliverance from Jericho gives us that glorious picture of the safety and the security of God's people. And finally, a word about Rahab's dwelling in Israel. Joshua brought her out of Jericho, but he didn't leave her as a mere escapee from Jericho. He didn't make her a refugee. This is one of the most beautiful things in Scripture. Not merely an escapee, not merely a refugee, no, but he brought her right into the camp. Momentarily, we're told she was left outside the camp, and that's simply because the camp of Israel was somewhat removed, and this was a battlefield. But they moved her then right inside the camp. She lived, and when Joshua was writing this, she continued to live in Jericho even until that day. And that's only the beginning of the story. Here's one of the greatest and loveliest pictures of the grace of God in the whole Bible. Rahab was a harlot, a prostitute, an unclean woman. not a very attractive character at all. But you see, when God saves people, he makes them new creatures. Rahab is called the harlot, not because that's how she lived the rest of her life, but to say that's what the grace of God saved her from. When he brought her into Israel, he gave her a husband. Not just any husband either. She married Salmon of the house of Judah. God gave her a son. His name is famous in Scripture. His name was Boaz, the husband of Ruth. And from her and through her was the line of David. And according to Matthew chapter 1, even the line of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amazing grace that saves a wretch like that. She dwelt in Israel, a mother in Israel, directly related even to Christ. What a testimony to God's full salvation. We have a similar dwelling. We're dwelling today in the security of a full acceptance, accepted in the Beloved. We're dwelling in the security of fellowship with God's people. Time forbids that I open up Ephesians 2, but I recommend you to read verses 11 through 13 and 19 and 20. Ye who sometime were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. What a beautiful statement. We are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, dwelling in the security of the fellowship of God's people. But that's only the beginning. That's only the beginning. We have a dwelling in the security of the Father's house for all eternity. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself." And here's heaven, that where I am, there ye may be also. That's what makes heaven heaven. It's not the gold. God could create 10 times as much gold with the word of his mouth in a second of time. It's not the gold. It's not even the angels. Could I say it's not even the saints? What makes heaven heaven? That where I am, there ye may be also. That's our dwelling. I love to think of that grace of God. Just a poor, vile, wretched sinner Rahab was, but was she any more a sinner than you? Did your sin not offend the same God, break the same law, and deserve the same hell? Sometimes I think our sins were many times worse, for we sinned against greater light. We kicked over the traces, we kicked against the pricks of greater conviction. But grace found us in our Jericho of condemnation, delivered us out of it, and gave us a dwelling in Israel. No longer strangers, but children of God. Grace, surely a charming sound. Nothing more harmonious to the ears of the people of God. Grace in Christ, the theme of our song for all eternity. Can I say as I close this meeting this morning that the God who saved Rahab and has saved many in this meeting, is able to save to the uttermost every sinner who comes to Jesus Christ, or comes to Him by Jesus Christ. He's able to save you. Young man, young woman, any other man or woman, do not dwell in Jericho under condemnation. Get into covenant with God. Trust His word. Accept His grace. Shelter under the blood of His Son. Be ready for the coming of the Lord. He'll save you. He'll forgive you. He'll transform you. He'll make you a saint of the highest glory, and give you the dwelling place by His side. Revelation 3:21. You'll sit with Christ in His throne, even as Christ sits with His Father on His. May God bless His word to our hearts, encouraging His people in the security they have in Christ, and bringing lost souls to Jesus for eternal salvation. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy word. Lord, overrule all the weakness of man and its proclamation. By Thy gracious Holy Spirit, apply it to every waiting heart. We pray for salvation to come to the heart and home of each unsaved person, each Zacchaeus, each Rahab, each sinner. God, have mercy. And we pray for God's people as we are detained between the moment of our conversion to Christ and our translation to be with Christ. Oh God, as we are in the world but not of it, give us grace to live with the sense of its impermanence, with the calm assurance of all we have and are in Christ, meeting our responsibilities to reach out urgently to win the lost for Christ, and joyously expecting the coming of our God. Our Father, we pray, teach us to live. We thank Thee for all that we have in Christ, for the safety and security that is ours through grace in Christ. Lord, we pray, bless Thy word to our hearts and strengthen us thereby fully to follow the Lord and fully to serve our Savior. Part us now with Thy blessing, the blessing of the triune God, which maketh rich and He addeth no sorrow with it. Be our abiding portion this Lord's day and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.